Haynesboro Planning Commissioners Thursday discussed a citizen request to lower the speed limit on a section of Mud Bay Road. Several residents said speeding cars are a safety hazard on a road that's shared with bikers, walkers, and animals. The Planning Commission doesn't have the power to change the speed limit on the state-owned road, but commissioners still talked about what action they might be able to take. The speed limit request is from resident Anne Marie Fossman. She asks for the current 30 miles per hour limit to be reduced to 20 miles per hour. Fossman's request pertains to the stretch of Mud Bay Road between the north and south intersections with Small Tracks Road. Before hearing any citizen comments, Planning Commission Chair Rob Goldberg pointed out that the Planning Commission has no authority over speed limits on state-owned roads like Mud Bay.
I also told her that DOT has never listened to anything we've ever suggested that they do. So this is on the agenda as a discussion item.
And there was a discussion. Mud Bay Road resident Catherine Friedel.
People look at 30 miles per hour and they go 40. And that's coming and going. And if they lower it to 20, maybe people will start slowing down.
Here's resident Julie Ray.
But at the top of Cemetery Hill, and you've probably noticed this, there's a couple of signs. And one is a warning that it's a multi-use area. There's something about bicycle, slow bicycle usage. And then you go a little bit further, slow children at play. And then you go a little bit further, there's a bus stop. Why are all these signs asking people to go slow? Why aren't they just going the speed limit?
Most of the public comment on the speed limit request was supportive, but resident Cindy Jackson said it's an enforcement issue.
I think 30 is just fine. It seems like more enforcement would be the issue. And even in front of the school, unless the lights are flashing, it's 35.
Some of the planning commissioners agreed with Jackson, saying residents should be talking to police about the speeding problem. Commissioner Brenda Josephson.
The issue by the testimony of the people that spoke here is people are going in excess of the speed limit. I think that we're putting the cart before the horse with this conversation. It really should be going to the borough police enforcement.
The commissioners also debated whether road speed limits are a topic relevant to the Planning Commission. Commissioner Heather Lendy lives on Mud Bay Road.
I just think it's interesting that I'm hearing from you and other commissioners that it's not that we shouldn't weigh in on it at all because the state does whatever they want. It would seem to me that, at least as a planning body, it would be remiss not to if we have a group of residents saying that the people are going too fast, that the speed limit is too high. They're not just saying it's not enforced. They're saying that the speed limit on that hill especially is too high.
And here's Commissioner Donnie Turner.
I think it's not in our lap, really. I mean, I think the police department is where it needs to be, you know, the chief of police, and think if they think it's too fast or too slow. But that's public safety. You know, it's not really planning, as far as I'm concerned.
Ray, who spoke in favor of a decreased speed limit, told the commission they are spokespersons for the people. Resident John Brower asked whether it would take a tragedy to prompt action.
And does it take an accident or a death to learn what a life is worth? No. If we plan ahead, we prevent those things.
Commission Chair Goldberg agreed to host a discussion about the speed limit at the next meeting. He said he would invite the police chief, a local DOT employee, and Public Safety Commissioner Jim Stanford. Also at Thursday's meeting, the Planning Commission approved a height variance request from the Southeast Alaska State Fair to allow for construction of a 44-foot climbing tower. At Lendy's request, the commission agreed to ask borough staff to request a ground-level artist rendition of the Small Boat Harbor expansion plan from PND engineers. At previous public meetings, residents concerned about the aesthetics of the harbor have asked for a ground-level rendition instead of just a bird's-eye view blueprint. The next Planning Commission meeting is August 13th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.